Congress begins a five-week recess next week with a lot left on its plate. What's it likely to get done in those remaining days? And what's the outlook for passage of the fiscal year 2011 spending bills? Ian Swanson is a news editor for The Hill, and he joins us now with some prognostications. Ian, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Tom. It's good to be here.
All right. So we've got how many days left until they go away for the summer? Or for, I guess, for the month of August.
Yeah, right. Well, the House, of course, is already gone. The Senate, assuming they leave Friday, we've got three more days.
Three more days. So what are they doing in those 3 days? There doesn't seem to be a lot going on.
No, in fact, what they've been doing so far is pushing things aside because they haven't been able to agree on things. I think there's been three examples of bills that the Senate has given up with, the most recent being the START Arms Treaty that one might not have gotten to the floor before the recess, but Senator Kerry was at least hoping to get it out of his committee, and yesterday he announced that they wouldn't even be able to do that. So I think we've got Kagan's confirmation coming up this week, and then kind of question marks on whether anything else big will really get done.
And what about those cybersecurity bills? I mean, there's a couple of those in the Senate. They're pretty big.
There
I haven't heard word about them.
I don't think any of that's going to get done this week. There's a chance it could get done later in the year. But a lot of people, you know, despite the fact that we started out this year with the high-profile attack in China on Google, and now in the last few weeks we've been, you know, hearing worries about BlackBerry's in the Middle East and you know, companies shutting down BlackBerry service. But despite all of these, you know, all this evidence that cybersecurity is, you know, is a real huge issue that needs to be addressed, I'm not sure it's gotten to the point where lawmakers in Congress are going to be able to compromise and move big legislation, especially when really most of their focus is still on the economy and of course, the election.
And, of course, there's the spending bills because by the time they come back, it will be very close to the end of the federal fiscal, and it's unlikely there's going to be any serious movement on those in these few days either, is it?
No, that's true. That's true. We had a story in thehill.com today and the Hill print edition on how in the Senate there's at least been some progress in that it looks like senators are close to agreeing on a spending level cap for the 12 appropriations bills. That's been a big fight over the last few weeks, and it looks like Democratic leaders are now going to agree to a lower spending level than they'd originally wanted, that would set spending levels at about $14 billion below the White House request, or excuse me, about $20 billion below the White House's request instead of the 14 that Democrats had previously set. If they can agree to that kind of a number, Tom, that at least provides a better chance of moving all these appropriations bills either as an omnibus or, this is less likely, but one at a time.
Yeah, but the House also has a similar resolution, but they're only $7 billion under the administration request, so it seems like there's a lot of play in there to argue about.
Good point. I'm glad you brought that up. Obviously, the House and Senate will still have to agree on a level, and given everything we've seen this year, it's a big question whether they'll be able to reach a number.
We're speaking with Ian Swanson. He's news editor of The Hill. And so when they leave, everybody's gone at the end of next week, is it, for the Senate, or the end of this week?
It's the end of this week.
Okay, so they head back to whatever they call it, constituent operating activity or something like that. And
yeah.
They have a great word for it. And they come back when? September 12th, I believe?
Yeah, they come back, let's see, the second week of September, I've got it down as the 14th Tuesday, would be the first day where both chambers would be in session.
Okay, and then they're not there for very long then either, right?
No, they're not, and they'll probably be wanting to get out of town just as soon as they can, because as anxious as they are about the elections now, they're going to be even more anxious the second week of September. Right now, they're scheduled to be here for four full weeks going into basically the first full week of October, and then they'd break for the rest of the year. We'd expect them to come back for a lame duck session sometime after the election.
Yeah, and there's talk about some controversial legislation possibly being passed during the lame duck session, so that would be something to keep an eye on, too, I guess.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, aside from the appropriations bills, the big thing that I think they're going to have to address is the so-called Bush tax cuts, which are all set to expire at the end of this year. And that's going to be a huge debate in the remaining months of 2010. The administration, of course, wants to extend all the tax cuts for individuals making less than $200,000 and families with incomes under $250,000. They'd like to phase out the rest of the tax cuts on wealthier people so that they could use that money for budget reduction, or deficit reduction, excuse me. Republicans would like to extend all of the tax cuts, and there's plenty of people who are worried that given the gridlock, they might not agree on anything, and, you know, who knows, maybe everybody sees their taxes go up next year.
Yeah, and that'll really be popular, too, in the elections following that. And so getting back to the federal spending bills, nothing will happen in 3 days, as we've acknowledged, and then we've got 4 weeks. But that already takes us beyond the end of the fiscal, which is September 30th. They'll be working a week beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
And you think, you said there might be hope that they could get an omnibus done that would get most federal agencies funded starting in October 1st.
Well, I think what we'll probably see is a continuing resolution that'll keep the government operating through the election. And my guess is that they'll have to come back after the election and agree to something. They could do one of two things. They could do another continuing resolution, which would sort of kick the question of the 2011 spending bills to the next Congress, or they could agree to some kind of an omnibus in that lame duck. I suppose the third possibility would be to agree to an omnibus before the election. I just see that as the least likely outcome at this point.
You know, watching them kind of stand around in the Senate, the House is gone, it reminds me of a football game after the two-minute warning. Sometimes about 60 seconds before the clock runs out, everybody kind of just starts standing around, figuring there's no more plays to be made. Is that the feeling up there now these days?
Kind of. I mean, as you know, the deadlines are what lawmakers need to actually get anything done, and a lot of stuff ends up happening. Actually, a lot of stuff happens to continue the football comparison after the two-minute warning. In terms of the spending bills, I mean, we've seen this pattern year after year after year where they aren't really able to get much of it done before the fiscal year ends on September 30th. And to me, it just seems like more of the same. I think in the House, the House is certainly frustrated that they've sent over not so much with the spending bills, but with a lot of other bills, they've sent them to the Senate, and they've seen them sort of sit there without action being taken. And there's certainly a lot of sitting on the sidelines or standing on the sidelines when it comes to the House.